Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to lesson 5 of the book Speak English Like an American. Okay, lesson 5, Ted goes out for the evening. In the previous episode, I read the whole text, and in this episode, I want to make a sentence with these idioms. Okay, in this lesson, I learned 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 new idioms. Okay, so let's get started, and I wanna explain one by one and make a sentence with them. Okay, in the name of God, crazy about. Crazy about something means to like something very much. I say, I'm crazy about teaching. My ambition is becoming a public speaker. Okay, I'm crazy about teaching. It means I really like it or love it. So, crazy about means love something a lot. Okay, the next one is cup of tea. Cup of tea means the type of person or thing that one generally likes. Programming is not my cup of tea. I've experienced it. Programming is not my cup of tea. I've experienced it. Programming is not cup of my tea. It means I don't like it. And the next one is down in the dumps. Down in the dumps. To feel sad or to be depressed. Why are you down in the dumps? Is something wrong? Why are you down in the dumps? Why are you depressed? Is something wrong? The next one is drop by. Drop by means to pay a short and unannounced visit. I say, until starting the movie, we have an hour. Let's drop by Ali's home. Let's drop by Ali's home. Drop by means to pay a short and unannounced visits. Okay, drop by. The next one is hang around. Hang around means to stay or to linger somewhere. Okay, I say I shouldn't hang around home. The weather in the outside is perfect. I shouldn't hang around home or I shouldn't stay at home. The weather in the outside is perfect. Okay, the next one is hang out. Hang out means to spend time. I like to hang out at the beach. I like to hang around at the beach. Okay? The next idiom is have a blast. And the next one is have a good time. These two idioms are similar to each other. And yeah, they all in general mean, for example, enjoy doing something very much. Okay? Okay, have a blast. I had a blast when I went to Mashhad. I had a blast when I went to Mashhad. And the next one, as I told you, is have a good time. I say Ali and Maryam had a good time on their honeymoon. Ali and Maryam had a good time on their honeymoon. The next one is take it easy. Take it easy means, of course you know it, take it easy. It means don't worry or relax. I say, stop crying and take it easy. When he came back home, I'll ask him why he broke your pen. Stop crying and take it easy. Be relaxed, don't cry, okay? Take it easy. The next one is, take something the wrong way. Take something the wrong way, it means to take offense. Okay, for example, you say something and the other person misunderstands it. Okay, you say this to stop misunderstanding. Don't take this the wrong way, but I liked your hair before you had it cut. Don't take this the wrong way, but I liked your hair before you had it cut. Okay, the next one is there's no accounting for taste. There's no accounting for taste. It means it's impossible to explain individual likes and dislikes, or it's difficult to understand why someone likes something. Okay? I say, Ahmed has a tattoo of broken heart on his arm. There's no accounting for taste. There's no accounting for taste. It means I actually can't understand him why he did this, okay? Or why he does this. Yeah, Ahmed has a tattoo of broken heart on his arm. There's no accounting for taste. Okay, the next one is under one's breath. Under one's breath. It means quietly or in a whisper. You say something very quietly. I say, as he was leaving the home, Amin told under his breath, I wish you wouldn't come. As he was leaving the home, Amin told under his breath, I wish you wouldn't come. Okay? Under one's breath. And the next one and final one is up in the air. Up in the air means not yet determined or it is uncertain. Okay? It's not determined. Okay, I made up my mind to go to the movies. But right now, it's raining heavily. My decision is up in the air. My decision is up in the air. It means I don't know whether to go or not. Yeah, my decision is up in the air. Yeah, that's it. These are 13 new idioms that I learned in this lesson, lesson 5. And yeah, after this lesson, I have a review for lessons 1 to 5. And yeah, and then I wanna start lesson 6. Yep, that's it. These are 13 new idioms that I learned in this lesson. And yeah, I, by the grace of God, finished this lesson. Thanks for listening, and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot, and bye for now.